she hurried toward the mob. To her left, the white glow of propulsion jets lit the transparasteel wall opposite the labs. She glanced out and saw two battle droids dropping into the courtyard. Four smaller figures were angling down behind them, drifting over the still glowing ruins of the hangar to join the droids. All four wore the armored drop suits of the Jedi Order, and all four were pointing heavy assault weapons in her direction. Too fast. The Jedi were coming too fast, before Vistara had a chance to set her trap. Using the Force to shove Nargons aside, she pushed through the mob toward Geb and the Krefs. As she moved, she reached out for Ship, calling to him in the Force.
Be ready. Be close.
Lady Kai, am I not always ready?
Came Ship's reply.
Am I not always close?
When Vistara reached the third airlock, she found Kratheus resting his power body on the floor, with his interface arm plugged into a droid socket. Meanwhile, Marvin was hovering beside him, studying strings of code on the control panel's display. And just 20 meters away, at the far end of the corridor, was the sliding door that provided access to the Kref's private wing. The door's status light glowed red for secured, but unlike the entry to the lab, it had not been sealed by breach protocol. By comparison, it would be child's play to open.
We're out of time!
Vistara used the Force to pull Kratheus away from the airlock and spin him toward the sliding door.
We'll go through your residence!
We will not!
Kratheus answered. His voice was a bit muted because Vistara kept him facing the door and would not let his power body turn around.
We gave you command of the Mandalorians, Lady Rain, not us!
Vistara ignored the objection and, using the Force to shove Kratheus ahead of her, started toward the residential wing. As she moved, she kept an eye on the courtyard. The Jedi and their battle droids were hovering just above the monolith's surface, preparing a breach assault. Half their team seemed focused on the ruins of the hangar and the adjoining barracks. The other half, two Jedi and a YVH, were steadily advancing on the transparasteel wall. Judging by their silhouettes and the relative size of their Jedi drop suits, the advancing pair was a male and a female. They carried a black 2-meter rectangle stretched between them, and the YVH followed, partially obscured by the barrier. The rectangle, Vistara knew, was a breach blanket. Void jumpers and Jedi used them to breach hijacked ships without causing explosive decompression. The invaders would need about 10 seconds to reach the wall and attach the device. A couple of seconds after that, the corridor would be filled with Jedi and battle droids.
12 seconds,
Vistara grimaced. 12 seconds wasn't even enough time to reach Ship. The soft whir of a power body drew Vistara's attention, and she turned to find Marvid blocking her path.
Sivara, stop!
He pointed at the lightsaber hanging from her belt.
The lab walls are not thick. Perhaps you could use that trophy of yours to cut...
Are you spacesick?
Vistara gestured toward the viewport.
Can't you see what's coming for us?
Of course we can,
Kratheus said, breaking free of her Force grasp and spinning back toward her.
We can also see that we outnumber them 3-1. Show some courage, Lady Rain. Perhaps it's time to make your stand against the Jedi.
Vistara frowned. When Kalumai talked about courage, especially someone else's, they were definitely up to something. She snapped the lightsaber off her belt and started toward the residence.
I am going through that door,
she said,